39-year-old Virginia Wamboi's life changed suddenly after her husband died, leaving her a young widow. Wamboi's husband was killed in a road accident, and his remains were taken to a public morgue in Nairobi County. She was only 23 years old at the time and had a newborn child, her firstborn, when the tragedy struck. As she dealt with grief, Wamboi would make visits to the morgue to see his remains as a way of mourning. During visits, she did not like the way her husband's body had been preserved due to poor conditions at the mortuary. This is how a career as a mortician began for her. This is My Job as a Mortician, a Star Productions podcast. I'm Samuel Otieno. On her way to a chosen career, Wamboi got a job as a casual cleaner at Kenyatta University Funeral Home. Here she would interact with morgue staff and got a glimpse of what the job entailed. Growing up, Wamboi thought the job was done by drunkards and people who were always under the influence of illegal substances. But at the KU morgue, she realized morgue attendants are sober professionals with academic qualifications. The morgue attendants would by then become her friends, encouraged Wamboi to take a course in mortuary science. She took a certificate course at the University of Nairobi Chiromo campus and found it intriguing, but she could not immediately find a job after training, so she went back to her cleaning job at KU morgue. Eventually, the facility advertised a vacancy for a mortician, which she eagerly applied for and got the job. Wamboi worked as a mortician for 2 years before her contract expired and was the only woman morgue attendant at the time. People who saw her at the morgue thought she was a medicine student and were shocked to learn that she was a mortician. As she looked for another employment opportunity, Wamboi worked at City Mortuary as an intern, volunteering her services for 6 months. She then got a job at Nairobi Women's Hospital morgue, where she worked for 6 years. She doubts her son is comfortable with a career path and usually tells friends that she works at a hospital. Eventually, she moved to Murang'a County Government morgue, where she is the only female mortician. Her career now spans 12 years and points out that she loves her job. Some family members were shocked over her choice of career and whispered behind her back. A section of her family, however, fully supported her. According to available data, only 500 morticians are formally trained in the country. Wamboi does not hide a career from her acquaintances and freely shares what she does for a living. She has never had any nightmares when she started working in a morgue, as a cliche goes. According to the National Funeral Directors Association, the long hours, unpredictable workloads and emotional demands associated with the job leaves most of the members drained. The association advises its members to ensure they engage in self-care, including talking to therapists if they need help processing their emotions. For Wamboi, being a mortician is a job like any other. Her scariest experience was when she was helping put a body in a coffin one day, and the body was not well settled and moved, giving her a scare. Wamboi, now a mother of two, said she would fully support her children if they choose careers that are not popular, such as hers. She is appealing to society to embrace morgue attendants and take their jobs just as any other. According to Morticians and Allied Professionals Association Chairperson Elkana Mugambi, only 500 morticians in Kenya have undergone formal training. He argues the practice has over the years been relegated in society, despite the key role it plays. Globally, morticians are celebrated on March 11th, in a day called World Morticians Recognition Day. This is My Job as a Mortician, a Star Publications podcast, produced in partnership with One Ifra Women in News. I'm Samuel Otieno. Thank you for listening.